What's up, guys? I'm Jared Lopes, and you're listening to the Dad Tired Podcast, where I'm helping everyday families learn how to follow Jesus in everyday life. How's it going, guys? Jared Lopes with you back here on the Dad Tired Podcast. It is good to be with you. Merry Christmas week. I hope that you have a very just great week and celebrating Jesus, hanging out with family and all that good stuff. If you are new to the Dad Tired ministry, we are a bunch of people from around the world who are trying to take our faith, our family, and our marriage very seriously. And we'd love to have you be part of that group. You can do that by going to dadtired.com and clicking in the community tab. That will link you over to a closed group on Facebook where we have a bunch of guys, again, like I said, from around the world who are just doing their best to be the men that God has called them to be. We are connecting like-minded men together. So go to dadtired.com, click the community tab, and that will link you over to a closed group on Facebook. Today, I've told you guys this before and on podcasts in the past that sometimes I just I've got a thought or I've got something that's like on my heart that day, and so I literally just hit the record button and go. I don't normally do a lot of editing. I just kind of give you the raw thoughts that off the top of my head, and oftentimes you'll hear my kids in the background, my wife popping in. We try to keep things very real and raw. That's kind of the whole point of Dad Tired, is that we are, this is real life. It's not sexy or glamorous, but we're doing our best in the midst of real life to be the best husbands and fathers and men that we can be. But this particular podcast today, I have something that's just been brewing on my heart for a while. Every now and then you'll hear me say that, like I've got something I've been thinking about for a while. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today, is this topic that's been on my heart. As many of you know, that if you've been a longtime podcast listener, I spent 11 years in full-time ministry. And so I was 11 years right out of high school. I started out as a pastor full-time and spent the last 11 years just trying to point people and lead people towards Jesus and equip people to better follow Jesus in their everyday lives. That's how I spent the last 11 years. I run a business now. I'm not paid by a church, but the ministry is Dad Tired, and so that can be confusing. I run a business, and I also have Dad Tired going on. I no longer work for a church. All that to say, I had 11 years in the church world, and one of the biggest frustrations or one of the biggest things that I saw over and over and over again is people getting burned out by ministry, church ministry stuff. And you may be familiar with that. Maybe you've been burned out by doing ministry. Maybe you've been burned out by either by just serving or volunteering at a church. And like you do it maybe faithfully, but you are exhausted, or maybe you did it faithfully and you're exhausted and you just maybe feel like the church took advantage of you. I heard that a lot in 11 years. Like, I just felt like I was taken advantage of, or I was used, and not to laugh at that, but that's a very common phrase that that I heard over and over and over in the church world, is that people just felt burned out constantly in church. And so this last few weeks, I've been thinking like, man, what is it about the current way that we have set up church in America and in the West that allows people to feel like they're burned out again, over and over and over again? Like, why do people keep feeling burned out by church stuff? And I've never really been able to honestly answer that question with any kind of good thoughts. And even this podcast is a little bit of a risk because I haven't fully articulated everything outside of my brain, which is always risky. Then I just start rambling. But I think I have enough cohesive thoughts on this topic that we'll try to put it together. Here's my thought. I think that the majority of people, and P.S., we've got a Facebook Live audience going on right now, so I'm kind of speaking to them as I'm speaking to the podcast as well. I'll look back and forth, but here's my theory. My theory on why people get burned out in church world is this. Most people have yet to discover why or how God has specifically designed them for His glory. And so you end up kind of living out somebody else's calling until you get too tired of it. Many people have yet to figure out, like, truly, what is it about them that how God has specifically designed them, their unique calling and giftings that make sense for his glory and for his kingdom. And because you don't know that, because you don't know how God has called you and your calling and your gifting and your unique wiring that God has specifically placed on you, because you haven't like thought that through, because it hasn't been clear to you, because nobody's really walked you through what that means or like what that would look like in your own life, you end up serving in somebody else's calling. And this is what happens, I believe, in the church world all the time, is you have pastors and leaders and community group leaders who feel like they've been called to something. They've been called to teach or to preach or to plant a church or to lead, to maybe lead a Bible study. And so they feel confident in their calling, and they try to invite you into their calling. Which, by the way, is not bad. That's not like sinful, or they're not doing the wrong thing. They're just passionate about what God's called them to. And so they're inviting other people to come in, and inviting people into Bible studies and teaching God's word, obviously, is amazing. That's like, we need that. That's good stuff. But what's happening is you have pastors and leaders and elder boards or deacon boards or whatever you have at your church. You have these leaders who have felt called by God to do something. And as a result, they are inviting you into their calling. And so, because you don't really know your calling, you feel like you ought to, or you should participate in church. And this is why we have people like signing up to volunteer or to serve at church. You sign up to volunteer as a greeter or really wherever maybe they have a need. So you hear that they need more kids to, or more people to watch the kids for Sunday school, or maybe you hear they need some people to pack shoe boxes to send overseas, or maybe you hear that they need more people to lead Bible studies or community groups or be a greeter or a parking lot attendant or whatever you do. You don't know what God has specifically called you to, and so as a result, you sign up for what they ask you to sign up for. And you do it faithfully, and I've met people who've done it for like 20 years, and they're just faithful. They've served, or they've been in the parking lot attendant, or they've led a Bible study for 20 plus years. But what I see a lot of people do, and especially people around my age in the 20s, 30s, early 40s age, is people will serve because they feel like they ought to, or they should. And then they very quickly get burned out. They may even continue to serve out of their faithfulness, but they're actually totally burned out. And they're not serving out of passion or because it's life-giving. They're serving because they feel like they ought to and they should. And I think that that's a direct result of not knowing how God has uniquely gifted you and wired you for his glory, for your good, and for his kingdom. And much of this this topic, like much of the reason I've been even thinking about it a lot more, is because my wife Layla is deeply introverted. She is like, her fuel, her life-giving moments come from her being by herself. And oftentimes in the church world, that's seen as like wrong or selfish or like at its extreme, like sinful. When really she just fuels, God has wired her to be introvert. Like her tank is filled up by being by herself. And so she struggled with years. Like how does my introvert personality make sense in the kingdom? Because it seems like to be used by God in the kingdom or at church, you've got to be like really extroverted. And so she's wrestled for years since I met her, since the time we've been married. She's always wrestled with like feeling inadequate when it comes to the kingdom and when it comes to being used by God and when it comes to the doing stuff in the church. And I think I think many, many people feel that way because they've yet to discover how God has uniquely designed them and gifted them for the sake of ministry. I was talking to my wife the other day and I told her this. I said that God has called you. God has wired you to be deeply compassionate. My wife is one of the most compassionate people you'll ever meet. In fact, she's a nurse in oncology, so cancer, and she walks people through their death journey week after week after week. And she's so good at it. Like she's so compassionate that the hospital has literally awarded her almost every award that she's won five awards that you can get at the hospital. I think they maybe have six. But she's won multiple awards at the hospital for being compassionate with her patients. And so there's this tug of war in her where I see in her and other people see in her this deep compassion. And yet in the church world, in like volunteering or whatever the church is asking her to do, she feels insignificant. And I'm trying to help her figure out how to like tighten that gap. I was talking to her the other day and I said, babe, I don't think that you need to feel guilty anymore for being introverted, for not fitting into the church or volunteer system. I think what you need to focus on in the next year or however long it takes is that you would focus on how God has uniquely gifted you for his kingdom. Now, here's how I could see that practically playing out. My wife feels like God is putting on her heart more and more for us to become foster parents. Which, P.S., if you're a foster parent or you're listening to this and you're a foster parent and you've got any advice or insight or whatever, email me, hello@dadtired.com. And I would love to just hear your experience on that as we're starting this journey. But my wife feels like God has been leading her towards us becoming foster parents. I think that she's going to be amazing at it. I think that she's going to lead us, our family, well in this area. And so what I said was, babe, if you start to seek out these areas where you can serve based on your gifting, you are compassionate. You have a heart for the vulnerable. And so if you see someone vulnerable, like foster kids, and you begin to bring them in our home and raise them and love them and protect them and serve them and care for them, you are now starting to operate within your unique wiring, how God has uniquely designed you for his kingdom. Like, it's not even a stretch to see that God tells us to care for the orphans, the widows, the poor, the marginalized. And so for you, your compassionate heart to take in the orphan, to take in the foster kid, that makes sense to me. And once you start to hone in, like, not only am I going to do something, I'm not just going to do it because I ought to or I should, but I actually feel called by God to take care of the orphans and the widows and the poor, or for in her case, the orphans, the foster kid. So now she's starting to operate more in her unique gifting. Now listen, that doesn't mean everybody should be foster parents, because some people might actually get burned out. They might not serve the system or help in the foster care system well, because it's not what God has called them to. I think I know I'm like processing out loud, and I'm passionate about this because I feel like not only have I talked to my wife about it, but I've been living it for the last 2 years. Is I've spent majority of my life feeling guilty or feeling burned out because I have not fit into a box that I put on myself and that I let others try to fit me in. And I think our churches are full of people who are letting professionals, and when I say professionalize, I mean like paid church staff, be the ones who cast vision and who seek God and who have the dreams for what they feel like God wants to advance the kingdom. They invite other people into that, and other people are getting burned out because it's not actually their passion or their calling or their gifting. And I truly believe that God has wired every single person uniquely for his glory and for the kingdom. Like, God has a specific wiring for you. And as long as you keep trying to manipulate yourself into some system, you are going to get burned out over and over. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to frustrate the leaders at the church. And here's my plea to leaders. I know we've got a lot of pastors who listen into the Dad Tired podcast and are part of the Dad Tired community. Here's my plea to you guys. Instead of trying to get people to fit in to where you feel like God is leading you and your church, spend a lot of time in prayer. Spend a bunch of energy trying to equip the saints to figure out how God has uniquely gifted them for ministry. Like, in their unique giftings. There are some of you who love to be a host at church, who love to like welcome people. But I would say that you probably have like this, God has wired you as like with this gift of hospitality, and you need to explore that deeper than just shaking people's hands on a Sunday. Now, yes, if you love shaking people's hands on Sunday, keep doing it. But but dig deeper, like ask deeper questions. Why has God given you this heart to make people feel welcomed? And what would it look like every day of the week to use your unique gifting and wiring to advance God's kingdom? And don't feel bad that you're not teaching Sunday school, or maybe you don't like kids and you shouldn't be teaching kids, but you have a heart of hospitality to welcome people and to love on people and to make people feel welcome. That is a unique gifting. And my challenge to you would be explore that, like go deep after that. Why? Why do you feel like people need to feel welcome? Why do you feel like you need to host people or have a gift of hospitality? And what would it look like to use your unique gifting for the sake of the kingdom? Some of you love to teach. You are a good teacher. You have a way of explaining scriptures or spiritual things different than some other people. And so you need to spend time like, what is it about the way that God has wired you that makes it easy for you to teach? And maybe you're the one that needs to host some kind of study or community at your house so that you can continue to teach. Like you might geek out on theology. And not only that, but you like, can teach it simply, and you can teach it in a way that people understand and geek out on it and go all for it. And don't try to be the incredible host. Let the person who's a good host host. Stop wasting time. I guess if I can wrap it up here, stop wasting time on things that you feel like you should be doing. And you know what, even as I say that, I think back to the 11 years that I spent in ministry, where I spent the majority of my time trying to get people to do things that I don't think God had wired them towards. And I wish that I would have spent more time focusing on how God had uniquely designed them and less time trying to get them to like fill a church role, because that's what we had said or that's what we had felt God was leading us towards. I just wish I could go back and spend that time with people and really think about, man, maybe it doesn't even make sense for our Sunday church. Like maybe you have no role on a Sunday except just coming. I don't know. Like maybe you're not supposed to do anything here. Maybe it's just a time of rest for you because you're doing stuff all week and you're pouring your heart and your soul out all week and you just need to rest on Sundays and be with people and like sing songs and get a hug. Like maybe that's your role. But I'm not saying that every single person's gifting is for the sake of like church activities. I'm saying that God has uniquely designed each of you. With this super, you have a gift that nobody else has. You have things about you. You have ways of saying things and doing things and the way that you look at people or the way that you care for people or consider people or whatever it is that God has specifically laid on you. And if you're feeling guilty and burned out because you're not fitting into a church activities well, dude, don't stress. Like, rest and pray together with your wife. Would you get together and just like fast and pray and ask God, what is it? How have you uniquely designed me? I don't want to like fit into some box that somebody else has created for me, but God, how have you uniquely designed me for your kingdom? And how can I best use the gifts that you've given me for your kingdom, to advance your kingdom for your good? And listen, you're going to be tired. I heard, Jeff Vanderstelt say this one time. It was so beautiful the way he said this. He said that once you start to find that, like once you start to understand the gospel and the way that God has uniquely designed you for the advancement of his gospel, you will get tired. It's exhausting. Like if my wife and I step into foster care, if my wife really begins to pursue this idea of being a foster parent, and that's something that we pursue, then it's going to be exhausting. Like physically, we will be tired to go back to having a newborn in the house and changing diapers and being up in the middle of the night. It's going to be exhausting. But if it's what God has called my wife to, her soul will not be tired. Her body, physically, she may be weary, but her soul will not be tired because she's operating exactly in the place that God has designed for. And that's my prayer for you guys, is that you would find what God has uniquely designed you for. And the chances are you're going to be exhausted when you find it. It's going to require sacrifice and hard work. Listen, some of you may be called to like go overseas and to do stuff. Like God has uniquely wired you and gifted you to be somewhere overseas. And it may require some serious sacrifice and time and effort and energy to step into what God is calling you towards. Some of you have a heart for the homeless. Some of you have a heart for, we have huge sex trafficking here on the West Coast. So I've met many of you have a heart for that. It's going to be exhausting. It's going to require a lot of you, of your time, of your energy, of your resources, of your talent. But your soul will not be weary because you will be exactly where God has designed you to be. You will be operating in the unique gifting that God has for you. And this is kind of, I've heard pastors talk about this. We've all heard kind of the body of Christ analogies, right? Like we all play a role in the body of Christ. I've heard that more talked about specific like roles within church activities. Like you should be the sound guy and you should be the greeter and you should be the Sunday school teacher. And I think it's way, way, way deeper than that. I think it's way bigger than just being confined by church, Sunday church activities. I think that God wants you to start to understand how he has uniquely created you, your unique wiring and gifting, and what that would look like for his kingdom 7 days a week. And when you begin to find that, you can say no easier. You can say no to being a greeter or to a Sunday school, a teacher or whatever it is. And you can say no with confidence because you know that you're actually doing the things that God has called you and gifted you for. And until you find that, you're probably going to feel the pressure that like you ought to serve or you should volunteer because that's what the right thing to do is. And listen, I don't want people, if I planted a church today, I wouldn't want people who just feel like they ought to serve or ought to volunteer. I want people who are operating in their unique giftings because I know that even though they may be tired, that their soul will not be weary. That's my prayer for you guys. Dig deep. Like I said, this is the first time that I've really processed out loud these thoughts. I'm going to continue to wrestle with them. And I want to start thinking through of resources, how I can provide resources to you that will help you unpack some of this stuff within your own heart so that you can kind of start to figure out how God has designed you for his glory and for your good. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Facebook listeners who joined in during the podcast. I love you guys. Again, the best way to get connected is always to go to dadtired.com and click on the community tab. That will link you over to our closed group on Facebook where we can have an ongoing discussion and dialogue. But I love you. Thank you guys for listening. I hope that some of this made sense as I rambled. I hope you guys have a great Christmas too. This will be the last podcast before Christmas. So I love you. Merry Christmas. Have a good one. Later.